This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Riyad Razazi. We're coming here to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2018, day 25. We're still talking about previews from the seerah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has migrated to Medina, established a new legislation, and he also established a few things, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he moved to Medina. He established a new sensory system whereby they had to count how many people can read and write, and how many people can also carry weapons. He established an intelligence team led by Talha radiallahu anhu wa ardah. So Medina now has become a very vibrant city. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ established a new market, you know, for the Muslims in Medina. The Muhajirins, the Sahaba, they used to teach Quran to the people from Medina. They started launching new businesses. So alhamdulillah, things have settled in Medina. On the other hand, a lot of fara'id were revealed in Medina. Like Salah, yes, Salah, in fact, when Allah Azza wa Jal offered it to the Prophet Muhammad Azza wa Salaam, it was revealed in Mecca, but it was revealed in twos. But then when they migrated to Medina, that's when the 5 daily prayers got established, you know, Fajr 2, Dhuhr 4, Asr 4. Before it used to be just 2, 2, 2 to all the prayers, the 5 daily prayers, Fajr 2, Dhuhr 2, Asr 2. But in the when they migrated to Medina, Fajr became, you know, was 2, and Dhuhr became 4, and Asr became 4, Maghrib 3, and Isha 4. Zakat was also established in Medina, was revealed in Medina, the fard of Zakat. Hijab was also, the fard for Hijab was also established in Medina. In fact, the idea of the minbar was established in Medina. At any rate, so now what happened was, you know, the introductions to Badr, or things that caused buzz, because, you know, as I remember, the Muslims, when they migrated, they left all their possessions in Mecca. So there was this caravan led by Abu Sufyan, about 40 people, you know, taking the goods, you know, and then traveling from Mecca out into Yemen, you know, Sham. And the Muslims heard about this caravan. And this caravan was filled with the possessions of the Muslims, you know, of those who migrated, the Muhajirin. So they came out to go after the caravan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the whole thing, because Quraysh heard that the Muslims were about to attack the caravan, so they came out, about 950 or so. They said around 1,000, you know, but all in horses and camels. They came out to protect their caravan and to attack the Muslims. So when the Muslims, initially they went just for the caravan, they had no intention for battle or for war, but everything got changed. In fact, the battle of Badr, because Allah Azza wa Jal chose the land for that battle, subhanallah. And it's beautifully described in Surah Al-Anfal. إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ السُّفْلَى وَالرَّكْبُ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. يعني when Allah Azza wa Jal describes how they met in this land, and how the caravan was sort of like going in between, and they could not meet, or they could not see one another. When the Muslims left, like I said, they were not ready, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orchestrated the whole thing. And few miracles happened. The Sahaba, they came out, and then khalas, they are facing with the reality. They're faced with the reality that they're going to be, you know, fighting Quraysh. So they camped in Badr. When they camped in Badr, they were only about 313 or 314. They were very tired, but subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a beautiful rain, to as if like to shower them. And they all slept. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسُ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءٍ نُعَاسُ. They all, even those who guarded, they were guarding, you know, the Muslims, they also fell asleep. And this beautiful rain that came to sort of like to shower them and also to make the ground firm. So when they walked that day, the day of the battle, they were not tired. Whereas Quraysh, when they were coming, they were partying the whole night. And as the time when they were coming, there was so much rain in the camp of Quraysh, whereas the rain that fell in the camp of Badr or the camp of the Muslims was a very soft rain. So when Quraysh was walking, they walked and they got so tired. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these beautiful creatures, these angels that would support the Muslims. I will let you know more about the Battle of Badr in the next episode. Please do enjoy these final moments of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your ibadat. Until tomorrow, Riyad Razazi saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.